Okay, are you all ready? Now, today we're going to talk about faith. We finished with Joseph. So now we're going to go to the New Testament, and we are going to take a bit of time to study Hebrews 11. Now, we did that about 2 years ago, but I'm going to try to do it slightly different. And we are going to try to apply some of the lessons with reference to faith. Now, the question that I would like you to discuss is, why is faith so important? It's a basic question, simple question, and yet it's something that it would be good if we can discuss it. Why is faith important? Why is it important to you? Don't give me standard answers. Don't just tell me what I want to hear. You tell me personally why faith is important to you, or why it is not important to you. Ken? Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Take 5-10 minutes before the rain comes. Came already. Okay, never mind. Let's carry on. Okay, take 5-10 minutes. Discuss, why is faith important to you, or why it is not important to you? Or you don't know what faith is. Okay, go ahead, discuss. I mean, if you really don't know, then we go back to the most basic question of all. What is faith? What is faith? Okay? So, depending upon your group, if you want to discuss why is faith important, but if you really don't know what faith is, then ask yourself, what is faith? What is faith? Don't tell me it's Lena's sister. What is faith? Okay? Ken, can you go ahead? Go ahead, please, discuss. What is faith? 好 ，done. Are you all ready? 你们好了吗 ？How you say ready? 啊，准备啦。啊 ？Is there another way of saying 准备 is not right 啦 ？Are you ready? 你们准备好了吗 ？Come on. I don't think it's correct. There's another word for it. To be ready to answer something.No, okay. Huh? 准备好了 Okay. 今天我们我跟你讲 never mind. Okay. So let's begin by asking ourselves, so which one do you want to deal with? What is faith? Or why is faith so important? Let's start with... Let's this group.
So they spoke about why this is important.
Okay. Nicholas.
Yeah, I feel that faith is very important because it helps us, it gives us the ability and helps us to apply the lessons that we learn conceptually from the Bible to apply into our lives. So,
wow, very good. I like that. From the concept...It becomes life. Oh. Concept to life. Okay. Yes. Ethan, do you want to say something? He's good enough here, right? You want to expand on it? No. Okay.Okay, why is faith important? Everybody's looking at you, Natalie. God is the only constant in life. God is the secret. What do you say?
Yes.
Secret.
No, constant.
Okay, why is that?So important that God is the only constant. So the pastors are not constant. Something to hold on to hold fast to. Okay? So what is it that you hold fast to?Okay, but your faith is holding on to something, right? So what are you holding on to? God's love. Okay? God's love. Okay. Anything else? Beth? She summarized everything that you say. Wow. Okay. That's... who's next? JC ones.Matthew, since you are here, hi, come, Ashley, right? Ashley. Hey, how are you, Matthew? We haven't seen you for a long time. We all miss you. You'll be here for how long? Next Monday. Ashley, okay. Well, wish you all the best. We'll be praying for you, you know? Okay. Yeah, okay. No, seriously. Yeah, what? What first is what? What is faith, or why faith?
We spoke about why faith is important in your life. And,
okay.
I think we came to like the conclusion that it's important because it acts as a guide to how you're supposed to live your life and like how you're supposed to approach certain problems.
Sure. Okay. So faith in God helps you to go through life, to navigate through life, isn't it? When the challenges and problems do come. Am I right? Okay, anything else from the others? Well, love you. Love having you back. You should come back more often. We'll miss you. Mark doesn't speak like that. Okay. Yeah. Just pulling your leg, huh? Anybody else wants to say something? Any else? Anybody else?
Yes.
Yes, Joseph. You wanna say something?
Sure.
Purpose and meaning. Okay. What gives you that purpose and meaning? Okay. Is it okay? You know, beginning of the year, it was a bit challenging for you, wasn't it? Right? So what do you do? Is it okay? You just talk a bit about it? Yes? Huh? No. What do you go through beginning of the year? Yeah, enter the new school, it was a bit challenging, right? Yeah, then how do you feel?
I feel like there's a challenge, like constantly to because of like time constraints that I have because of school.
Sure.
So, it's also like a good opportunity. Also in school, it's a good opportunity to exercise faith.
Okay.
So, like,
well, good. Good for you. You see, sometimes when we go through challenges, we learn how to exercise faith. Right? And that's where it makes all the difference. When we exercise faith, God's going to be there. God's going to lead us. God's going to help us somehow. Okay? Okay. Over to this side. Who wants to say something? Audrey. You want to say something? Yeah, establishing a relationship with God. Relating to Him. Okay, so faith, it's about a relationship with God. Okay, good. Anything else? Anybody? No? Want to add? Dun, dun, dun. Okay, coming now to the two of you. Yes. Faith.
Faith is important to me because it's how God works in my life.
Okay, how God works. Mm-hmm. And He makes a difference, isn't it? When we have God. Tell me personally, how has God worked in your life this past few months? Is there something?
It's just nothing short of amazing.
Yeah, tell us, Olivia. Yeah. Tell us about your canoeing thing. About a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago. It's just...
She was smaller then. Now she's... Wow. Okay.
It's just the abundance of His grace and His love in how He provides strength for me every time I go and train.
What time do you get up?
5:30.
And you train from?
Training on Saturdays, it will be...
Weekdays? What time?
After school.
Okay.
Start, It's just like the strength that he gives me, the calmness in this week when I race. Focus and stillness in my heart before I started my race.
Yeah, she was saying, you know, before the race, she was praying. The moment she opened, everybody, the gun went off already. And then she, And still she came in second. Wow, that's good. Isn't that faith? Isn't, you know, to me, isn't God real? He is, isn't it? You know, you go through experiences like that and you know that God is real. God does help. God does enable. Hey, this one is Taekwondo Queen. Huh? No, huh?
No, I just started
last. Taekwondo. I cannot imagine you Taekwondo. I imagine you, you know, gardening society, computer club, or handbells, but Taekwondo.
I can send you a video.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Send to all of us. Huh? We should have like a, you know, an email where all of us, then we can send to each other interesting things. I can send to you. Right, Matthew? You can send to us what you do in London. Right? Okay, sorry, Grace.
I think to me, faith enables change.
Change? Okay. To be Christ-like. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's important. You see, these are all different aspects of... See, for some of you, it is, you know, learning how to bring God into your life. Okay? Sometimes you are even forced to. You got no choice. Right? Because you got nobody else to turn to. Turn to your teacher. Turn to your parents. Parents scold you very hard sometimes, right? And sometimes you got no one else to turn to and you are driven to God. Sometimes faith starts like that. But it should go beyond just being driven to God in your times of need. I think faith should cause us to have a relationship. Faith should cause us to have something that we can hope for. Okay, so to me, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Now, I'm going to try to explain this in a bit, slightly more deeper way. Okay, so faith is a state of being. Is what we call a stative verb. It is a state of being. If you say, so faith conceptually, so we begin with the concept. What is the concept? The concept is that faith has substance. Okay, it's not an airy-fairy, okay, I have faith in God. God, you know, just help me, be with me now, and that's it. There is no, you see, very often people when they try to call out to God or they pray to their idols, many a times they are just asking for something. Like to them, the God that they believe in is like an ATM machine. You go there and you toon, and then you press the whatever you want. And you hope to have something in return. When I was young, my dad asked me one day, what do you want from Santa Claus? Santa Claus. And I was very, very young. I believed in Santa Claus then. And I said, I want a battleship. Airfix battleship. Then one day he brought us to this basketball court. And there was a Santa Claus. Came in a lorry. That was dressed like a slave, with a reindeer. But it was a lorry. I know it was a lorry, but... there was Santa Claus. And this huge a Caucasian man, and he came out, ho, 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 ho. And he brought a huge present to me, and it was a battleship affix. And from that day onwards, I believed in Santa Claus. Then I realized years later, there was no such thing as There's no such thing as Santa Claus. But you see, many of us, we approach faith in a very simplistic way. And very often, there's no substance. The word substance in the Greek is the word, let me just write for you. It's called hypostasis. Okay, this hupo means underneath, under, stand. Stasis means to stand. Something to stand on. Okay, this is a substance. This is something that I can hold fast to, that I can hope in. Can you see this? Now, what is this substance? What is this substance? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what is this substance? What do you think? Can someone give me a guess? What is this substance? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is this substance? When you write your essay, the teacher, first thing they will look is there substance? Right? Your teacher say, there's no substance. Correct? When you mark your history papers, you cry when there's no substance, right? When there's nothing to write on, a teacher straight away will know this person is trying to pull a fast one. Substance. What is the substance? Okay? Now, I'm going to show... Okay, I'll give you a clue. What is Hebrews all about? What is Hebrews all about? Don't tell me it's about brewing coffee. What is Hebrews all about? One word. Okay, it's about faith, but what's the substance of that faith? What's the substance? Every time when I go and eat something, I go Italian restaurant, you know, when I eat, there must be substance in what I eat. I pay so much money, there must be substance. There must be the aroma that comes from it. There must be bacon, there must be, you know, seafood, and there must be all kinds of things. Then, you know, when you eat it, whoa, this is good. Carbonara, right? Y'all know it's carbonara fettuccine, right? Y'all know, right? Carbonara, yes. Substance. Okay, so what's the substance? Anybody? Hebrews. What is Hebrews? One word. Okay, I give you a homework, okay? Okay, I tell you what it is first, then I give you a homework. Ken? You turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. In Hebrews chapter 1, we read of how God at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. The word express image is the idea of character. The character of His person. The word person is the same word in Greek, hypostasis. So the substance is actually the person of Christ. Can you see? You see how the Hebrew writer is connecting? The person of Christ is the substance. All that is of Christ is the substance that we believe in. It is all the things that Jesus has said is, you know what? Everything about Jesus, that is the substance of things hoped for. Can you see that? Okay, it's the foundation by which we build the substance. You see, faith, what's my substance? If I were to look at my faith, I tell you what's my substance. My substance is Christ. My substance is all that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. My substance of my faith is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's everything that He represents, all that He is. And all that He said. And all that He did. That's my substance. And that's a lot. Okay? If you have time during this week, I know y'all don't have time, but if you have time and you want to do a bit of homework, you read from chapter 1 of Hebrews to chapter 10. You list down for me all the things that Jesus is, what He did, and what He represents. Okay, I did this earlier from A to Z. How many letters are there? 20? 26 things. Well, there was once I went to Seoul. Have you ever been to Seoul? Seoul in Korea. It's only so-so. And I went there, and I went to this Baptist church. And the first thing that I saw when we went upstairs was this huge picture, or this big picture on the wall. And they list all the titles of Jesus from the Old Testament all the way to Revelation. Wow, I was very, very, very amazed by that. So they list down from the top all the way to the bottom. One whole big piece of canvas and one title from the top, one by one, all the way down. There are more than 26, much more. But in the book of Hebrews, you can find 26 aspects. I'm sure you can find more, but there are 26. See whether you can find out. Go and read if you have the time. Next week, you will pass up to me. 26 things about the Lord Jesus. Substance. Okay? Substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. All that the Lord Jesus taught. Okay, substance. What are the substance? Okay, let's turn to Matthew. Matthew 7, verse 24. We read, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." Foundation. The word hypostasis has the idea of a foundation. And the foundation here is the word, the sayings of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus. all that he is, all that he said, all that he taught, all that he did. The book of Hebrews, we will read of how he came to this world, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. What he did. All that he is, all that he said, all that he did for us. Can you see this? Christ, the Lord Jesus. Now, so my question to all of you, who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? Is he truly Lord in your life? Because that's what the basis of our faith is. The foundation of our faith, the substance of our faith. It has to be the Lord Jesus Christ. If you say, okay, I believe in God. You know what? The Hindu also believes in God. Right? The Buddhist also believes in God. The Muslim also believes in God. Different people, you know, all kinds of religions, they all say they believe in God. What's the difference? What's the substance? What's the real substance in our faith? It has to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So he is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Years ago, when we look at this idea of substance of faith, it will be expressed by the way you live your life. So from concept to life, I like that. So when you have substance with reference to your faith, things hoped for. Things, here is the idea of practical things. Things in your life, like for example, a passing exam. Things hoped for. Hope for means it is something I can look forward to. It has to do something with reference to the future. So faith is never static. Faith is never stagnant. Faith is always progressing forward. You must move forward. If your faith is static, it is stagnant, it's something where you just stuck where you are, that's not faith. Faith will cause you to move forward. It is proactive, it is progressive, it is something that will cause you to go forward. When Moses came to the Red Sea, he started praying. What did God say to Moses? You all remember? What did God say to Moses when he was praying? He told Moses, go forward, stop praying. Time to pray. No, it's not a time to pray. It's time for you to go forward. Move, progress. If you have to study, study. If you have to work hard, work hard. If you have to get up 5 o'clock in the morning to get things done, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Get it done. During the week, I got up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. I set my alarm at 5. But every day I got up at 4. And my breakfast with pastor is at 7. So I have 3 hours of work. I can get work done 3 hours. We had pastoral conference the whole day. But I got work done. You think youth walk? How many of you receive youth walk? If you have not used, if you want to receive youth walk, let me know. Talk to Joshua. He'll put your name in. Okay? It doesn't just come like that. 1 hour, just write, everything comes up. No. It takes hard work. I've finished book of 2 Timothy. I've written 1 Timothy. I've finished 2 Timothy. I'm coming to the end of it. And I'm going to have a little celebration. Myself. I finished 2 Timothy. What am I going to talk about next? I don't know. I've got to go and talk to pastor. Maybe the book of Titus. Titus. But I'm going to write another book. You know what? I'm looking forward to it. Can you see this? It is something that will cause you to hope. Okay? You see, faith will cause you to have a tremendous sense of new life. You become a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Right? You know what? You become, there will come a tremendous sense of hope for the future. Jong Sun was this man who was the son of a pastor. And he went to America, Ohio University, to study. He was from China. And then he went to Ohio University to study. And you know what? He was so good in his studies. He did his doctoral work, his master's PhD, within 5 years. Normally people take 8 years, but within 5 years, he finished everything and he had his doctorate degree. Okay, and then he went to study, he studied, I think, chemistry. But he didn't like chemistry, so he studied theology. Wow, another 4 years, but he did it in 2 years. And then he wanted to go home. But along the way, he heard the gospel preached, shared by a young lady, and that really spoke to his heart. And you know what? He came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And he decided that he wanted to serve the Lord. So on the way back home, all his degrees on the boat, he took all his degrees, and he threw it out into the sea. Oh. Yes. He threw everything. He said, the old Jong Sun is no more. I am now a new person. I'm now a servant of God. And he went back to China, told his father that he was going to serve the Lord. And he went on to preach the gospel in all of China. He became a good servant of God. What is the substance in your life? Is it all these things? All the diplomas, all the accolades of life? What's the substance in your life? For Jong Sun, it was Christ. Can you see this? Okay? Okay, any questions you want to ask? Can you follow what I'm trying to say? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, if you really have faith in the Lord, faith and hope will go together. Right? The evidence of things not seen. The evidence, the deeds, the things that are not seen, it will be seen as evidence. That's amazing. you can't see it yet. But with faith, you really see it already. You can't see it. You see, faith is being able to see the invisible as visible. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? The evidence of things not seen. Okay, let's take my life for example. Okay, becoming a pilot. Okay, I was a student. I became a photographer. Then became a pastor, right? So from here, I started exercising faith and hope. and love. See, I cannot see myself being a pilot. I cannot see myself becoming a pastor. When I was a student, I did. When I first started, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what my future was like. Okay? I went through a time where I went through some failure. Made a mess out of my life. And I was stuck. What do you do when you are stuck? See, context of Hebrews 11:1. You read Hebrews 10. In Hebrews 10, they were going through a time of struggle. Verse 32. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with suffering. Okay, you became a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulation. Chinese. Mathematics. Tribulation. Partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on us in my chains. Wow. Joyfully accepting the plundering of your goods. You see, they were going through a time where they lost their earthly goods. Can you see this? They were being persecuted. They were being, going through a really harsh time. And yet they joyfully accepted it, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession. So it was a tough time for them. Okay? You have need of endurance. Now, verse 37, for yet a little while he who is coming will come and will not tarry. The just shall live by faith. If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in them. What Hebrews 11 is about is going forward. Okay? What Hebrews 11 is about is don't go back to your old ways. It's about going forward. It's about making progress. It's about not drawing back. It's not about, going back, reverting back to your old sinful self. It's about going forward. It's about, I'm not going to go back to the old lifestyle. I'm not going to draw back. Can you see that? It's, but for those who believe in the saving of the soul. For we are not of those who draw back to perdition. It's about, Yes, life is not going to be easy. Life is challenging. But I'm going to go forward. Can you see the context of Hebrews 11? And very much what we all are going through. You're going through a bit of suffering, a bit of challenge. Right? It's easy to go backwards. The challenge is to go forward. The challenge is not to get sidetracked. The challenge is to focus and keep going. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. All that is of Christ, He will do in your life. Salvation, yes. When we need Him in our times of need, when we need grace and strength, He's going to be there. That's going to be the foundation. It's going to be real. Right? When in times when you really need Him, He's going to be there with as our great high priest. He's going to pray on our behalf. Can you see that? Looks like I'm the only person who is excited. You all don't feel excited. Huh? I feel very excited. But I feel like I'm the only one who is excited. How? Beth, do you understand what I'm saying? Is this exciting? No. She looks like she's going to fall asleep. Not exciting. Is this exciting or not? Lorraine, is this exciting? Yeah. I mean, okay, do you understand what I'm saying? Or am I going so far forward, I'm leaving you all behind. Huh? Right? Matthew, what do you think, Matthew? How, what do you think? Good. Sure is good. Okay? Okay, let's move on to the next part. For the evidence of things, for by it the elders obtain a good testimony. Now, that's the next part I want to talk to you about. You know, all of us can have a good testimony. Okay, if you really exercise faith, we all can live our lives for the Lord significantly. And people can look at our lives and we can bear testimony for the Lord. So the elders, people like Peter, people like Paul, people like the Joshua, Moses, these were the elders, these were people who obtained a good testimony. Okay, so when we look at this, so it is by faith. See, by faith means it is, faith becomes an instrument. An instrument by which we can obtain a good testimony. You see, it is by the agency of faith. It is by this instrument, by means of faith, we can have a good testimony. In other words, if every day... Okay, how to see this practically? Faith is not something you only use on Sunday. Faith is not something you only use on Saturday. Faith is an everyday thing. Every day. If you were to exercise faith every day, you can obtain this good testimony. See, you know, to me, I'm going to challenge all of you. Reach out to your friends. Talk to your friends. Bring them for YBG. Encourage them. This is a good time. So even as you prepare for your exams, you know what? Encourage them. Reach out to them. Care for them. You know, be a friend to them. In these times where, you know what? They are going through a tough time, right? Are your friends going through a tough time in school? Are you going through a tough time in school? No. Still okay. No exams yet. Not yet, but coming. How? Challenging? Getting? Starting. Lorraine? Yes. You know, these are times when you can... You know what? Reach out to others. Talk to others. Be a friend to others. You know what? They can be encouraged by you. Huh? For by it, the elders obtain a good testimony. C.H. Spurgeon, he was a preacher. He's known as the Prince of Preachers. He's not a person who really, really, like Pastor Charlie, can, you know, exegete the text, you know. He's a very good speaker. And so when he speaks in a way that appeals to people, and people like the way he speaks. And, you know, sometimes when he preaches, he will preach to thousands of people. And, you know, he used to preach at this very huge place called the London Tabernacle. One day he preached to a huge crowd, 2,000 over people. And they filled the church, and until on the second floor, the balcony, filled with so many people. And then for them, their balcony is not like ours. Ours is reinforced, okay, many, many times. But for them, they had this so-called balcony, and people begin to fill the balcony. And while he was speaking halfway, the balcony collapsed, and the people who were on it fell down, and there were a few people who died. Wow. The next day, the newspaper came out, and churchgoers, few of them died. And for the next few months, Charles Spurgeon was very, very sad. He was so sad, he was depressed. He didn't speak. He stopped speaking for a while. It was very tough. You see, sometimes we can be stuck where we are with reference to our faith. And he was stuck. He couldn't go beyond. But one day when he was talking to his friend spoke to him and challenged him, gave him a word from the scriptures, and then he wrote down one day. You see, he decided that what happened was not within his own power. And so he started to hope again. And this time, he came back with hope in the Lord. Now, Charles Spurgeon lived many years ago, in the 1800s. But till today, people are still talking about Charles Spurgeon. His books are still being read. Why? Because he obtained a good testimony. Now, let me ask you, what kind of testimony are you going to have? Is it going to be a good testimony? Or is it going to be a so-so testimony? What kind of testimony are you going to have? Okay, by faith, obtaining a good testimony. So a few questions you want to ask yourself this afternoon. One, what is the foundation of your faith? What is the substance of your faith? Second question, does your faith enable you to see the future as a reality? Three, are you seeking to have a good testimony through faith? See, we all go through our own challenges in life. But the key thing about faith is that you got to move forward. You got to press on. You got to be proactive. You got to be patient. You got to have a perspective of the future, that one day Christ will come. You got to have the hope that, you know what, we are going to be saved in Christ. Can you see this? So what is your faith like? Is your, you know, is hope an anchor in your soul? Is hope something that you can draw near to God? If there are two things that you really want to have. One, hope can be a very strong anchor in your life. Two, hope is something you can have to draw near to God. Okay? Let me show you the two verses. Hope as an anchor. Hebrews 6, verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. You know it's an anchor, right? Hope can be a very strong anchor. When the storms of life come, when the wave, you know what? Hope ties you down. It's an anchor of your soul. And then another one in chapter 7 and in verse 19. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. You know what? You can draw near to God. Every morning, the thing that I enjoy most is drawing near to God. I tell you why I find faith important in my life. It's because I can draw near to God. Because I can sense God's presence in my life. It's because I can find someone who can be there with me 24/7. Someone that I can rely on. Someone that gives me a tremendous sense of peace and hope as I sense His presence. To me, that's the most, to me, the most important thing is to be able to commune and draw near to God. That, to me, is the most important thing. And I hope you will also find this, that hope can be an anchor in your life. Two, hope is something you can draw near to God with. So faith, okay, let's recite this together, okay? It's very simple. Ready, go. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can you see? Can you see evidence of the future with reference to your life? Can you see them as evidence? Can you see them as reality? You really can, okay? If you really exercise faith. Not yet being seen, but believing that it would happen. The evidence of things not seen. Okay? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, I hope this is something you will think about and consider. Okay, well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the faith of the writer of Hebrews, where he can clearly explain to us what it means to have faith and why faith was so important to him. We pray, dear Father, that even as we go through our own challenges in life, as we learn how to move forward and not stay where we are, we pray, dear Father, that faith in the Lord Jesus is something that is clear, something that we know can be a tremendous substance in our life. We pray, dear Lord, that you will guide us in all things. And we pray that you will strengthen our faith. And we ask, Father, for this sense of hope in the Word of God, in the Lord Jesus. And we can draw near to God, and hope can be an anchor for our soul. And we ask for your blessing as we give this offering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's give our offering.